Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Children play in the park. They don't know.
So Chicago, bring us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our new friend, Louis Navalier, and he is the Chief Executive Officer and Chief Investment Officer at Navalier & Associates. That's Navellier. Louis, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to give us a website?
Sure. NavalierGrowth.com is my newsletter site. On that site, we have a free stock grading service called Portfolio Grader, so I recommend it. We grade stocks on A, B, C, D, and F basis. It's entirely free. It's called NavalierGrowth.com. You can key in your portfolio, save it. It's updated every week automatically.
All right, NavalierGrowth.com. Check it out. NavalierGrowth.com, I should say. So, okay, Louis, when we went to the break, you were telling us that you with, based on your Fed experience and your other experience, you're seeing, and I completely agree, you're seeing the U.S. Doing things that are inflationary and with some level of control, but also some level of being out of control. And Louis, when you start playing around with this kind of inflationary elements, you're playing with fire, aren't you? Because the chickens are going to come home to roost on this. And when the chickens come home to roost on inflation, it's not pretty. What do you think?
It's it can be devastating, but you have to tell people where to go, and I know where to go. So you basically,
where should we go?
You go to the large cap multinational stocks that will benefit from a weak dollar. You go to when the commodity inflation comes
back. Give
us
an example. What's a large cap multinational stock?
A good example would be a cat, a deer. It's a little early
IBM?
For those. IBM's okay. It's mostly service revenue.
Exxon?
We want natural gas prices to firm up before we buy the integrated oils.
Right.
Right now, my energies are mostly pipeline, like PAA. It's a big pipeline company in the
right.
United States. And another one would be OKS. Then we have refiners. There's a lot of crude oil right now, so the refiners are making a lot of money. That's CVR.
But now, what if I want to invest and not trade? What if I want to put some money in something you recommend and say forget about it for 3 years? Is that even, do people even do that anymore? Is that even smart anymore?
I do. I do. The main reason is I like to pay lower taxes. I mean, if I sell things within a year, I have to pay 39.6, and I'd rather pay, well, actually 43.4. I forgot about that 3.8% from Obamacare. So I got to pay 43.4 federal. If I trade things within a year, so I prefer to hold things for over a year and pay a 23.8, which is the dividend and the long-term capital gains tax. So obviously if you're going to trade, you can do that more in your pensions, which are tax-deferred. But in my taxable money, I definitely prefer the buy-and-hold strategy. And what we do is we buy niche companies that dominate their business. There is an earnings drought underway right now. You know, the S&P's earnings are pretty strong.
Yeah, what was it? I saw somebody, some firm that hadn't missed Nokia. Was it Nokia that hadn't missed a dividend in 150 years? They're not paying a dividend?
Yep. Yeah, well, the smartphone wars are pretty brutal right now, but there's no doubt.
But you think we should focus on companies that are paying dividends?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Dividends led the way last year. And a lot of what we call the alpha, the performance above and beyond the market, is still being caused by that. That CVR, that refiner I mentioned, just declared a $5.50 dividend, special
right.
dividend. So, I mean, it's the windfall profits because of the cheap oil. But, you know, right now the stock market yields more than the bank does. And the last time this happened was 55 years ago. So
mm-hmm.
either it's a once-in-a-lifetime buying opportunity or... which is what I like to view it. So we like to have dividends, but we also like to have good sales growth, good earnings growth.
What about real estate? What do you think about real estate? Commercial
well,
real estate?
It depends where you are. I mean, obviously, I have homes in Nevada and Florida, which have been distressed, but lately they
commercial real estate.
Commercial would be a lot tougher because of the Amazons of the world. So, there's certain things like restaurants and stuff.
Explain to the audience what you mean by the Amazons of the world.
Well, a lot of people figured out how to go online and buy it without a sales tax.
Yeah.
And this is what makes America great. And, you know, Amazon has fought sales taxes. In fact, they moved their distribution, one of their facilities from Texas to Chattanooga because there was a sales tax fight with a Texas state controller. They took on the state of California. They did compromise. There's now sales taxes there, but they told all their vendors in California to leave for a while. So it's... this is what makes America great. You know, of our 50 states, we all learn how to build a better system, everybody. Right now, we got 3 state governors trying to eliminate income taxes, Nebraska, Kansas,
mm-hmm.
and
but
Louisiana.
But not California, according to Mr. Mickelson, right?
That's correct. Well, I'm from California, and my family homesteaded in California. We actually got the land free from the guy that had the Mexican land grant in a town just north of Berkeley. And what happened is 20,000 people used to pay half that state's taxes, and it's down to about 3,200 now.
Yeah.
And, you know, people wonder why I go between Palm Beach and Reno. There's a lot more money in Reno than there is in Palm Beach.
Right.
And the reason is it's all the phantom Californians have put their money there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have all the corporations. You know, Microsoft runs all their money through there.
Let me give you a quick question. What do you think the 2013 economy is going to look like? How much growth?
Well, you're going to have a very bad GDP report this week, okay?
Yeah.
And then they'll revise it a couple times. But as soon as consumer confidence and business spending picks up, I think we'll be okay. The second half of the year, we'll probably grow in about 2.8.
But we're still going to be below 3 for the year, aren't we?
Unfortunately, yeah, when you average out.
Hey, Lewis, come back again real soon. Give us the website one more time.
It's NavalierGrowth.com.
All right, NavalierGrowth.com. Growth.com. Thanks, Lewis. Come back soon.
Bye-bye.
Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.